From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. If you're ever in Philadelphia, you may have noticed that some of our streets could use a good cleaning. So it may come as a surprise to you that the city actually does sweep some city streets, but just how much they do is up for debate. What's not up for debate? If you park your car on a street that's scheduled to be swept, you will get ticketed.
I mean, we saw that the parking authority was making millions of dollars off of ticketing people for not moving their cars on street sweeping days.
That was reporter Ryan Briggs. He and reporter Aaron Moselle have been looking into this issue over the past few weeks for WHYY's Plan Philly. They got a hold of a bunch of data from the PPA. Here's Aaron.
So the data that we had from the Philadelphia Parking Authority included what people were being ticketed for. And we saw that there was a lot of people who were getting these tickets for not moving their cars on these designated street sweeping days.
It turns out you can get a ticket if you park on one of eight major streets during street sweeping hours, even though many of those streets never get swept. So why is Philadelphia so much better at ticketing cars than it is at actually sweeping streets? Today's show, paying for dirty streets.
We had both personally lived in neighborhoods that allegedly received the morning street cleaning. And you know, neither of us, I think, had a memory of ever seeing a sweeper, you know, going down South Broad Street or going past Chester Avenue, where I used to live for a long time. And when we went on social media, neighbors generally said, we don't really see the actual sweepers.
It'll come up in conversation and somebody say, oh, I saw one once 2 years ago. And I usually don't believe them, actually.
A lot of people knew about the ticketing because they'd gotten them, you know, for accidentally parking their car on this wrong hour of the week, you know, which is what it usually is. It's like 1 hour, one morning out of the week, you're not supposed to park on these blocks.
Mm-hmm. And we also heard from neighbors who said that, you know, the street sweeping was so inconsistent that they kind of had been taking it upon themselves to clean up the block. So there was this doctor on Rising Sun Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia. This guy, Dr. Lewis Brown, he's a dermatologist, has had an office there for a while.
There for 33 years, this particular location for 25.
Who said, you know, I go out there and sweep because it just isn't cleaned up.
Especially after the trash day on Mondays. And I've noticed on Tuesdays that when the streets are supposed to be swept, it doesn't appear as if it has been.
And he also talked about how so many of his patients have gotten these tickets over the years.
They were getting tickets if they parked before 9 o'clock, whether they paid the money in the parking meter or not, because the sign said no parking on Tuesdays.
I think the average is sort of $31 for these tickets. And, you know, it's not expensive, but it's also not cheap.
So neighbors say they don't see the trucks coming down the street, but they do see the tickets. Mm-hmm. I mean, how could you guys sort of verify that?
What we wound up doing was taking some of our reporting staff and some of our interns and essentially stationing people on each one of these streets for an hour or two every morning for 2 weeks.
Like a stakeout?
Yes, like a stakeout.
Yeah. Did you bring some donuts?
We had coffee. We had donuts. Yeah, the whole nine yards.
Okay, good. Feeling like a real sleuth.
Yes. And what we found, unsurprisingly, was that the city isn't really cleaning most of these routes, and certainly not on any kind of a regular basis. They missed the entire first week that we went out. So that was every single day. Every single route was not cleaned.
Like you were there during the window of time where these
Correct.
Trucks are supposed to come down and there was no truck.
Right. And so perhaps they came before, perhaps they came after, but that would sort of defeat the purpose of having these parking regulations, because the idea is you sweep while the regulations are in force so that no one's parked on the street. So if they were taking advantage of that, they weren't doing it during the hours they said they were going to be doing it.
So Aaron, you did a little bit of recording on the route where you were where you were staked out.
Yeah, so I live on South Broad along the route. They do South Broad from Washington Ave all the way down to the Navy Yard. So I just sat on my stoop and kind of watched to see if they came.
It's about 7:45. The PPA did just finally make its way up to Broad and Dickinson and is at the moment handing out tickets for a string of cars outside of my stoop. I have yet to see any street sweepers yet, with about 15 minutes to go before the period is over.
The second time they did show up, I was actually shocked to see them. These are their own animal. They kind of are these big white trucks that have these mechanical sweepers underneath to kind of suck up garbage from the parking lane. And we didn't, no one had really laid eyes on one physically.
Nobody that you knew had laid eyes on one.
No, so we didn't even know what we were looking for.
It's literally a white whale going down the middle of the street.
That is what it felt like. Yeah. I remember being excited the first time that I actually saw one, just because I was like, oh, that's actually what it looks like.
Right, I saw one, I remember, in the distance, and I said, I think that's one of them, but I'm not sure. And I, you know, rush out of my car and hit the record button on my video, kind of zoomed by, and I caught it. It was sort of like catching that elusive fish, you know?
So the second week you guys did this stakeout, you actually did see some street sweepers. Did something change?
Well, we reached out to the city, and I think it became clear to them at some point that we were working on a story. I don't even know if that really explains the sweepers coming back, because the second week that we went out, while we saw them sometimes, they still missed a number of the routes, and they just didn't show up at all. So there were a couple of the routes, of these eight routes that we observed, that were never swept at any point during this two-week span. And again, anecdotally, according to neighbors, the city has gone much longer stretches of time without hitting any of these routes, for months or more.
So Philadelphia has a reputation of being pretty dirty. It's famously called Philadelphia. Is there any accountability for these drivers who are supposed to be showing up and sweeping the streets?
Yeah, what we also found was that the streets department doesn't have any kind of a modern fleet management system. So these routes are essentially assigned on the basis of a schedule which is partially handwritten. It's essentially just a sheet of paper that says these are the routes that we're going to do. When the trucks go out, they don't have any kind of a, you know, modern vehicle tracking system. So they're essentially just taking, you know, the word of a driver that I'm going out and hitting the route, and not just, you know, parking in a parking lot for 2 hours and then coming back to the garage, or, you know, whatever might be occurring. So I think that part of the problem is that the city can't really say if it is hitting these blocks or not.
That is supposed to change. We should note sometime this year, the city has already equipped a lot or most of its garbage trucks with GPS trackers for this very purpose, and they're going to do the same with the street sweepers. But for now, it's kind of the honor system.
So you talked to Carlton Williams from the city.
Carlton Williams, streets commissioner.
What did he say?
Well, initially, they said, we're sweeping all these streets.
Mm-hmm. And when you said you're not sweeping all these streets?
Right. They said, well, that's a problem.
But that's one of the things that we do acknowledge that we need to work on.
He apologized sort of to folks who were getting tickets for not moving their cars when street sweepers didn't come. And one of the things that he highlighted was that, you know, they need to have better communication with the parking authority to kind of give them a heads up, for example, that they're not going to be sweeping South Broad Street. They're not going to be sweeping Chester, you know, on a particular day, so that people who don't move their cars don't get ticketed for no reason.
Well, I said we do communicate with PP. I think the lines of communication could be improved.
And when I asked him specifically, you know, why these streets during the day and all these other streets during the night, he said, I don't know. And
I'll have to do a little bit more research.
Okay.
Those are some of the things that I'll have to go back and try to figure that out.
They had tried to make an explanation that there were some streets that were too busy to do the parking regulations at all, but other streets that had people with a high propensity of parking overnight on these blocks, but ultimately, like, who made that decision, if that was actually the rationale, nobody remembers. This is all stuff that's kind of been passed down year over year as the city has kind of cut away parts of its larger street sweeping program. And I mean, the most accurate answer is that the people that run the street sweeping program today have no idea why.
The agency that tickets the cars, as you said, is the Philadelphia Parking Authority. It's completely a separate agency than the Streets Department, which is an arm of the city, right?
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, the PPA is a state agency Obviously, these are city departments. None of the money that the parking authority collects off of these tickets, which amounts to millions of dollars, ever goes back to the streets department. So it's not like the fines are helping to further any of these operations. The money goes into the PPA, which has historically been criticized for having kind of a bloated administrative layer.
Is anybody sort of cynical about why the parking authority is able to ticket here? I mean, does anybody say that this is really just kind of a money-making scheme?
Well, one of the things that we found is that there are certain routes where literally one side of the street will get parking tickets and then the other side of the street won't get parking tickets. And some of the neighbors that we spoke to said that the city appears to be focusing on poorer neighborhoods, at least when it comes to parking enforcement. So along Chester Avenue, the sort of wealthier, whiter part of that route does not receive parking tickets. It's on the route. It says that it's supposed to be swept, but there's no signage. When you go across the SEPTA tracks to the other half of the route, which is generally a poorer section of Southwest Philadelphia, they are getting ticketed. And some neighbors, it wasn't lost on them that there was a difference here.
One of the neighbors we talked to was this guy.
My name is Sherman Sparks.
He's a construction worker. He's lived right on Chester Avenue for a few years now. And he's personally had to pay out a lot of these street sweeping tickets.
I paid $300 or $400 to the city in the last 3 years because I forgot to move the car. And that's my bad.
And he can afford them, it seems, but he couldn't help but notice that, in his area, there may not be people who can, and that seems to be a problem.
These are lower income neighborhoods, and it just seems like a regressive tax to me.
The parking authority is sort of known for being like relentlessly efficient. There was actually this reality show a few years ago called Parking Wars, which followed PPA employees around.
It's a rush hour at 4 p.m. and you cannot park here.
It's 4:07.
Right, it says it.
Okay. So during your reporting, did you guys get a general sense of people's feelings towards the PPA?
Yeah, I mean, it's no secret that Philadelphians are not big fans of the parking authority, and we heard that a lot. I talked to this neighbor in South Philly. Her name's Susan Nestle. She lives sort of off South Broad.
I've felt for a while that the PPA is only looking out for their budget and their profits. I don't think that they care about whether or not what they're ticketing for is actually done. I don't think that they care if the streets are clean or not. They will ticket and collect those fines.
Just, it's like deeply unfair that the PPA is making such a large profit without anything good for the community happening.
I mean, just generally speaking, why is the city just so much better at enforcing these regulations than it is at actually sweeping the streets?
I think that for most residents, that is the frustration. That you are essentially paying to some extent for a service that you're never really realizing. Like the solution, I think, to most people isn't to just get rid of the ticketing and the street sweeping operations. They just want the city to do what it says it's going to do.
Ryan, Aaron, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much.
For more on this story and to see a map of where the PPA is handing out parking tickets on street sweeping routes, head to planphilly.com. And that's it for the show. The Y is produced by me, Annette John Hall, Alex Stern, and Kelsey Hansen. Got a comment on the show? Reach out on Twitter. We're at Shai Ben Yaakov, at Annette JH, and at Alex Ray Stern. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Shai Ben Yaakov. We'll be back tomorrow.